Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Welcome to Latest United We Stand podcast. We are on our bus going down to Chelsea away. This episode of United We Stand is sponsored by Bet on Brazil. You can go to betonbrazil.com for the very latest odds and offers. Lads, how are we? All right. Happy 6-1 day.
I know, yeah, I've just heard about that. You'd have thought in the week they got smashed 4-0 at Barcelona, they wouldn't be going on about a game.
What, you doing anything to celebrate ago? This momentous occasion? Or are you going to be a normal human being and not a sex case?
Yeah, I won't get carried away with a result, what, 5-6 years ago, but it's pathetic. But it shows them up, really, doesn't it, for what they are?
Yeah, it says everything about them, doesn't it? The fact they're even mentioning it, it's hilarious, yeah. And like Matty says, this week of all weeks.
What, when he got murdered in midweek?
Yeah.
The best thing about that 6-1, though, was it stopped them going on about the 5-1 from about 25 years ago. That was the big positive about it. Anyway, luckily we've got them next week, haven't we? We've got City coming up. So.
Yeah.
Would you rather win today or against City next week? Like he's just rudely asked us that horrible question.
Yeah, blimey, you dropped that on me, haven't you? Can I have a draw today?
No, you had a choice of winning.
Yeah, draw today, win on Wednesday. Yeah. I think we can say it's 10 days.
Win on Wednesday. Win both, but yeah, particularly win on Wednesday.
Win Wednesday, yeah. Say today, draw today, win on Wednesday, be all right.
Woody, you all right, mate?
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, good. Just a quick question, would you rather win today or win on Wednesday against them Dibs?
Win on Wednesday.
Wednesday all day long.
All day long.
Yeah, Mike, what about you, mate?
Wednesday, all day, all
you
day.
You feeling better?
I feel the fresh of days, you know.
You didn't, night, mate. Oh, you were rotten. He rocked up. I won't say where we were sat for obvious reasons, but he turned up. He absolutely stunk of beer and sex.
sweet love.
Clean his teeth in the toilet.
Are you on that? Are you still picking?
I smelt one of the worst things I've ever smelt. There was a tramp having a shite and brushing
while you were getting dressed.
Oh, it came out of toilets. Yeah, I saw that.
Anyway, getting off the beaten track here. Yeah. I've become quite good at editing on this. I've had to become. What else was I going to say there about this whole 6-1 day? I've forgotten all about that until I went on Twitter this morning, and it was absolutely mobbed. I've seen people
The funny thing is, see, they against Barcelona, apparently they only lost because they were down to 10 men, but we went down to 10 men that day. And to be fair, we only shipped six because we were trying to go for it when we were 3-1 down, and it just went daft in injury time. There was nothing out of the ordinary, just one of those days.
Cares anyway.
Exactly.
I still find the 5-1 is still my worst ever day in football. And as I've said to you before, it wasn't necessarily. It was the getting beat 5-1 and getting beat up three times in the space of an hour and a half. So, but yeah. Anyway, lads. Obviously, the dust has started to settle on Monday night, where we. I think, as I said on the pod the other night, where United disgraced football by tactically gaining themselves a draw at an attacking side. But much better performance in midweek, which went really, really well. Obviously, they come here. It's not bad coming at somewhere like Chelsea on the back of a good midweek win, is it?
No, we needed that on Thursday. I thought we played well. I thought even before the goal, we moved the ball quicker. And I thought Carrick, best player. Not a lot much was said, obviously, because of Pogba. But I thought Carrick was best player on the pitch. And just, I think he'll be so good for Pogba. I'd love to see a midfield three. I'd like to see it today. Carrick, Herrera, Pogba as a midfield three. I just think we'd move the ball quicker and we'd be a lot better.
Carrick's not going to play two games in 3 days, is
Well, that's the worry, the fact that he played 90 minutes. I don't think he will play today. But
did you enjoy the dab?
Just all round. Yeah, I don't mind it. Giggsy Inch used to do it, didn't they? But no, I thought all round we needed that Thursday. I think the second goal for Pogba will do the world of good. So, yeah, it's good night all round.
I fancy him to go for it today. I think he likes the element of surprise, Mourinho, doesn't he? And having got the draw at Liverpool, I think everyone has been talking about that all week, the way we played and all that. And I think today he'll think, do you know what? He'll catch them by surprise if we go for it. And it was important not to lose to Liverpool, City and Chelsea before the end of October. So I think having stopped that, then he'll go for it today. And I fancy us 3-1. I think we'll win today.
I fancy us to get a result today. And even if we get a draw, it's not the end of the world. You're always likely to take a draw at them two games. No one's going to remember how we played at the end of the season. Just remember you didn't get beat either of them, and that'll do.
Matty took the words right out of my mouth for Carrick. I think he was
Shall I go and talk to someone else?
No, no. I think he was a calming influence that the team needed on Thursday night. He gave Pogba license to go forward, and he made Smalling and Bailey's life easier at the back. I hope he starts today, but like you said, two games in three, four days. I don't think that'll happen.
So you'd expect him, Fellaini?
I first expected Fellaini, Pogba and Herrera in the midfield today. Seeing as he gave Herrera the night off on Thursday.
Yeah. What are you thinking today?
I honestly think he'll love to go there and piss everyone off. I think he'll just revel in it. I think he'll love it, every single minute of it. If he just goes there, I don't even think he'll mind if he stinks the gaff out. I think, like I did this morning. Yeah, a bit like me. I think he'll love it.
I think it's another case of Sky making a football match all about something else again.
Yeah, but that's what they specialise in.
Well, it is, yeah.
You know what I mean?
They did it on Monday night and they've done it again today. Made it all about anything but the football.
Yeah. I mean, this is a company who made a Super Sunday out of Middlesbrough v Watford and Southampton v fucking Burnley or whatever it was. Obviously, this is a massive thing for Mourinho. Obviously, he left that under a bit of a cloud, not just on the pitch but off it. Do you reckon he's going to go there, point to prove, I want to smash these lot out of sight, or do you reckon he's going to go there quite humble, quite you know, and try not to ruffle any feathers? Mike reckons he's going to go in there and wind everyone up.
No, I think outwardly, I think he will. I think he'll come across kind of very humble, he'll be quiet, but I think he'll be desperate for a result, and depending how the game goes, he might let the mask slip a bit and get a bit emotional, but I think he'll try and be calm. But yeah, I think he'll be absolutely desperate for the way he's got. There's obviously a lot of things that went on with players as well, so there's going to be a lot of needle with him and some players today, so it's going to be mutual, I think. Desperately trying to get one.
A couple of players said that they want to beat him, and then there was an article by Neil Ashton basically saying that a lot of people want to destroy him because they hate him that much, but I think he'll just go to not. He just doesn't want to lose. That's all he will do. He will not want to lose, and all he wants to do is stick two fingers up at Abramovich, doesn't he?
Yeah, of course he does. He don't want to lose, but he's got a point to prove. He feels like he was let down by Abramovich, and he feels like he was let down by his players.
They hate
completely. And he'll be quiet. He won't be running down the touchline like he's done before. But I tell you what, he'll want to win today, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think he'll be respectful of Chelsea fans. I think he's probably still. They're kind of still fond of him, as far as I know, and I think he'll be respectful of that. But yeah, without question, inside he'll the whole thing with that bird physio and all that sort of thing will still be lady physio. Overrated. But yeah, all that thing, it was messy at the end, so yeah, he'd love a win today, and we need to keep in touch as well, so we need the point.
Yeah, I think we'll go for it a bit more than last week. His ego will want to get a win here, but he would anyway, and that's why he's here at the end of the day, because he is so confident in himself. Chelsea fans enjoyed him being like that, and so do we.
So I think we're seeing a totally different bloke at United.
Yeah, I think he's... I think you see, what's great, he's looking long term at everything. I think he knows that this is a long term job for him. He's got the trust, and he's got the... I've always said, like, people say, oh, he's a short term manager, but you look at the clubs he's left early. Chelsea and Madrid, they're both basket clubs with managers, whereas like Inter, Porto, it's only because he left for bigger things. So I think at United, the fact that he's got the trust and he's got the power, that same sort of power Ferguson had over everything, he's looking at this as a long term job, which is why he's not, you know, he could have easily gone out and bought 8-9 players in the summer to get some short term success, but he's looking at it more long term. But yeah, I think today he'll want. And same thing, I do think there'll be a game where we come away and we're like, that was a proper Mourinho performance.
performance, proper Mourinho team, go and dominate a team away from home and get the win, and he'd love it, nothing more than it to be today.
What have you made of him as a person, as a manager? I've just got the sense from sort of watching him, my job's in management and leadership, so I'm fascinated by behaviour, and I watch that all the time. He seems like a totally different person at United compared to how he's been at other clubs. It's almost like he seems more at peace with his surroundings, more at peace with the club he's working for. He seems to have less of a rush about him. He seems to be looking a lot further down the line than perhaps he's ever done at other clubs. He just seems to be in a good place, doesn't he?
I think he's got the job he always wanted now with United, and I think the situation at Chelsea last year has mellowed him a little bit.
Mellowed him or brought him down to earth?
Brought him down to earth. He doesn't seem the Mourinho he was to me, the cocky, arrogant.
But is that a good thing?
I think it is a good thing. Personally today, I don't think he'll care what reception he gets. I just think he'll go in there and he'll want to get away with at least a point after another weekend of results we need to take advantage of. His sole purpose today would be to get United to get out of there at some points. I don't think he cares what the Chelsea fans will do. I think he really bothered about that.
He just feels like the club like fits the statue what he thinks of himself, and he's just strutted in here and he's just made for United. Like when Cantona just strutted into United, I think he's just the same. Absolutely made for us.
It seems to me as if he's come here. It's almost like he's found sort of peace with himself, and you know, I've got the right place, I've got everything around me that I need, and you know, it just seems as if he's suddenly just found himself in a decent spot. And I think that's potentially, I actually think, even though we've not seen anything what you class as spectacular or controversial or you know, extravagant, I actually think we're seeing a much better manager this year.
Yeah, I do, and I think it's that long term. It's like, I think when he went to Madrid and Chelsea, he knew he needed success, so there was almost a boom and bust feel about it, whereas I think he thinks he can be a lot more measured here, more long term. So I think it's come at the right time for him in his career, and we'll benefit from what happened to him last year, but I think we'll benefit from it.
It's a job he's always wanted as well. Like, you know, managers like Guardiola and Klopp, they chose an English club, you know, whatever suited them at the time with City and the money and stuff like that. Klopp, fair play to him to go into Liverpool with a history, but Mourinho's always wanted the United job. You can tell there's something about United that he gets more than any other big club. He hasn't just picked like, oh well, that job's going, that's the job he's always wanted. As we know from that interview after they knocked us out when he was manager of Madrid and stuff like that. So yeah, like you said, it's like he's finally got to the place he wants to be, and he's not going to mess it up.
But don't you think the majority of United fans have accepted him anyway? Because yeah, if you look at the way the position we're in the league, you know, he not started off with an explosive start, but there's somebody said on the podcast, it might be Newsleaf, there's been no murmurs, nobody's really slagging him off, nobody's saying this and that. You know, you get the odd few kind of thing, but it's like you say, we've accepted him, we know what he's here for, he's building for the future, and he's got the right man.
Yeah, match going, Reds, to be honest, back him 100%. You can tell that no one is moaning, because you know there's a lot of crap to sort out, and everyone else has spent a lot of money and blah blah blah, but do you know what, I'm happy with him, and I think he's happy to be at Old Trafford, but I still think it does hurt what's happened to him at Chelsea.
I liked some of his comments this week where he was talking about, you know, I think he wants to be held in high regard, high affection for what he achieved at Chelsea, rightly so. But he also said something along the lines of, when somebody said, would you want to go back, and he'd say, absolutely not, because I want to stay here for a long time. And that's the first time I've ever heard Mourinho speak like that, he's looking to just stay wherever he is.
It does seem tailor made for our place. It suits his ego. He's always going to have an high profile at United worldwide, and that suits him. But the good thing is, he backs his arrogance up. He's never failed to do that, really. And in the long term, I think all of us feel that he will back it up here, and that can only be a good thing.
Absolutely. I was saying to somebody that I can't remember who it was, I think it was in the midst of all of the fallout after Anfield, you know, that quite ridiculous outpouring of frustration, ultimately on behalf of people who live at the other end of the end of the motorway. But the reality is, he went there with a game plan and exit. And the one thing I was saying to somebody is, I've seen United play about 10 different types of tactics this year. I've never associated United with having tactical nows. I've always associated United with just fucking go and sort it out, lads, and see what happens, which obviously appeals to us, but you can't get away with that in the game nowadays. I've seen United play so many different formations, so many different types of game, and it's almost like you get the sense that once managers, the manager and the players work out who does what and best and when. There's a lot to look forward to under Mourinho, isn't there?
Yeah, he seems more sort of horses for courses, don't you? Rather than like a first 11, you'll see an 11 depending on the opposition. Which today, like, I think he might go Martial instead of Young, simply because he'll look at their back line and think pace can really cause them problems. Whereas he went for Young to kind of help out the fullback on Monday.
Sorry, I thought Young for the first time looked past it the other night. I know he played all right and tried out, but he looked like he lost his last bit of pace for me. I thought he, compared to Valencia, he's just nowhere near.
Yeah, I think you kind of know what you get from Ashley, and that he's put him in because he can trust him. I thought he did a real disciplined performance, but yeah, he's not really now. Maybe he might turn him into a fullback because he doesn't look like a man who's going to get forward, beat two men now. But I thought he'd give a real discipline, and that's why I think he will go for Martial today, simply for the extra pace and extra threat.
A player that was just thrown in for his first start since we went there in January, I thought he did really well. And it shows a lack of trust as well in players like Rocco, if he has to bring someone in who's not played since January to fill in at left wing back.
I trust Valencia at right wing back or whatever position you want to call it more than I do Young at left wing back.
Do you?
I'd agree.
I trust Valencia when he's defending but not going forward.
I think Valencia's been outstanding so far. Obviously, in terms of team then, obviously I think most people reckon Mourinho's going to want to go there and win, so that means he's going to have to set out to go and actually try and get something out of it. Who are you expecting in terms of first 11 then? Obviously, I think, you know, the back five probably would you, do you go okay, here's a question: do you go with Bailly and Blind, or do you go Smalling and Bailly?
No, I think it'll be the same back five as Monday. I think he'll go Smalling, especially with Costa as well, he'll want the extra strength, so he'll go Smalling, Bailly, Blind at left back. And I think it will be the Valencia right back. I think it, although I said I would play Carrick, I think he'll go Fellaini, Herrera, Pogba, Zlatan up front, Rashford, and I think the only change for Monday will be Martial for Young left wing.
Yeah, I think that'll be the lineup. I'm not so sure he'll play Fellaini, but the other five without question. The pace up front is key.
Right, if you don't play Fellaini, who does he play?
I would go Carrick again. I think
so soon after the other night.
Yeah, I still would. Yeah, he does it. He's never relied on like pace, and he's never found wanting for fitness. So I will play him again.
The big thing for me the other night was, and I think it was either Stu or Ann, I think it was Stu Edwards who said it on the pod the other night after the Fenerbahce game. Pogba with Carrick was a totally different proposition for United.
Yeah, I've been calling for it for a while. I think that midfield three. I think as well, not much has been said about Ander Herrera for Monday. I think we've seen there that we've got a player there, a bit like how Madrid used Toni Kroos, who we can build a team around and can get. I think we'll get the best of the likes of Pogba, Martial, Ibrahimovic out of an Ander Herrera. But yeah, I do think that you can see with certain moves and that, and Carrick almost taught Pogba through a lot of the game. But I think Pogba was a lot better with having Michael Carrick behind him.
Martial's the one I'd like to see today. I think he'd have made a massive difference on Monday. We could have soaked a lot up and he'd have just run away with his pace. Even one chance, if he'd laid someone on. If we'd have got sneaked a 1-0 win, then no one would have been asked how defensive he was whatsoever. So if we do that today, great stuff. Just get Martial a bit of pace running.
He's crucial to us, Martial. It's been a slow start to the season for him. Like he had all the problems with that bird and everything, and like, you know, he's just not been there. But a fully fit him, it'll give the entire front line the pace we need. And you know, the service he can give Ibrahimovic as well, he's proved like he'll score headers all day long. Valencia's like supplied him well, but yeah, he's crucial to his Martial.
Someone was saying, our record at Chelsea, he was like, it's not great, isn't it? Something like, is it 1-13 or something like that?
Yeah,
I mean, brilliant. And then,
yeah, but do you know what's quite funny? People were saying this on the bulk of them games against Mourinho.
I don't think there's any ground that we're more unlucky at, because you think about it. Apart from when we went there with Moyes, and I think when they beat us to win the league, I think they smashed us 3-0. I don't think we played bad here.
We've had some dodgy last fucking late penalties.
We've played well. in a lot of games, but decisions look, so much has gone against us there. I think it's the ground there. We've had the least amount of luck, and yeah, let's hope Mourinho changes that.
Right. Previous from Chelsea now. What's your most memorable game? Any past stories from Chelsea? Now, do you
the
I
was going to say the 3-0 down. To me, that was one of the games amongst about five games that summed up Ferguson. I remember 3-0 down. I think Rooney got two, or he certainly got one of them, and then it was just the fact that at 3-0 down, a lot of teams would say, right, keep it tight and don't get beat 6-0. But I remember Ferguson on the touchline, classic Fergie, keep going, and we got it to 3-3. Remember our end was in meltdown. I remember seeing you two lads on the front row, and the entire end was thingy, just brilliant, and still going for the late winner. Rather than like, right, we've got it back to 3-3, let's take the point. Ferguson was still on the touchline, screaming us forward, and it just summed up him, really, and us as a club.
The year when Chelsea had to give us a guard of honour with Dong leading it and Heinz as captain.
I've got a great story about my hotel room from that night.
Really?
Yeah. I've told it on various things before, but I've never actually told it on this panel. I'll tell you in a minute. Yeah, we had to give. Yeah, he put the worst team out possible, didn't he?
And I'm sure he did that to piss them all off. And then there was also the cup game, which we lost, but that end
5-4.
That end, and that's when Nani's career finished pretty much under Fergie, but the end was unbelievable, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah, well, touching on that, that was one of the best United's ends I've been in, because we just won the league, haven't we? And then we went to Stamford Bridge 3 days later, and the bus broke down when we got off at Knutsford.
Oh, you ran out of petrol.
And they sent a minibus to repair it, and one of the lads on the bus who had work in the morning jumped in the minibus and drove it off. So then they had to send a replacement minibus for the replacement minibus.
Yeah, stole that bus.
Stolen, basically.
Oh, it was brilliant. I won't say who it was for obvious reasons. Because he gets out soon.
The 3-2 win there the other year was ace when I think Torres got sent off for looking like a girl, because there was no other reason. One of the rare wins there, so you always enjoy them, don't you?
Any previous memories from Chelsea?
I actually really enjoyed the one in Fergus last season, the away win 3-2.
Oh, Van Persie.
Yeah, really enjoyed that day. I thought it was one of the good away ends at Chelsea.
That that Dong game you were mentioning, it's always forever known as the Dong game. That was the night, right? I was at a meeting in Frankfurt, and I had to get, obviously we'd won the league on the weekend, and if you remember, Mourinho had won two leagues on the trot. It was the time we got it back off him, and at the time obviously we hated him and we were winding him up, and it was the chance to go and stand there and sing songs about Mourinho all night. And I thought, I can't, we'll be back in May to take it away. And I thought, I can't fucking miss this. So I was at this meeting in Frankfurt. I said to my boss, who was sound, mate, any chance I can get back and then come back out the following morning? He said, I'll let you go from the meeting early. He said, but it's at your own cost. So I said, all right, sound. No, I'll tell you what, he said, I'll go halves on the flight. He was sound, absolutely sound. So got a flight for 70 quid, and obviously gaining an hour back helped, so flew to Heathrow from Frankfurt, and I had to get my own dig. So I thought, I'm not going to pay a fucking fortune to stay in like West London, and you know, because I'm going to be in the room. I thought about it, get back, sit in the room for what, go to the match, drop my gear, go out, have a pint, cab's booked to take me back to the airport about 3:30 the next day, so I'm going to be in it for 3 hours tops, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, I booked this room on TripAdvisor or late bookings or whatever it was, and it was 11 quid.
Full of dung.
Fucking honestly, right. I had pictures on the internet that were clearly somewhere else. A bit like how you put your away travel. Anyway, but I didn't care. I wasn't bothered. So anyway, gets there, finds it, and it was like two terraced houses that had been knocked into one, and they'd converted a load of rooms into what I would call slums. Right. So I walked in, there was like this little porchy bit where the reception was in the hall. You know where your bike would normally be up against the wall? That was the reception. Where your grifter would be. So I walked in and there was just this like Eastern European bloke who was just looked hard as fuck. And I knew I was in trouble when I said to him, I said, have you got an iron? And he just looked at me and went, no. Didn't say, sorry, it's out, or no, we'll bring you one. He just went, no. So I thought, this isn't a very friendly place. Anyway, walks in my room, opens the door. It was a bed. There was a lamp in the far corner, and the bog was right by my bed, so right by my head. In the same hotel, right? The only other thing that was in the room, right? The only other thing that was in the room was on the other side, there was a door. So I thought, I wonder what's through there. So I went to open it, fucking nothing happened. So I thought, right, well, at least it's safe. Anyway, goes the match. United, obviously, we had this great night. We wins the league. You know, we rubs it in. Don gets the guard of honour. I think the game finished nil-nil. It was pretty, you know. And then we spent the whole of outside taking the piss. I went for a few drinks afterwards after you lot had all gone home, because I was staying in London. Goes back to my room, settles down, gets in my bed about 1 o'clock. Just nodding off, alarm set, taxi booked a lot. Fucking key in the door. And this fucking bloke walks in, Cockney, goes, all right, mate. Goes to that other door on my room, opens that, and then fucking goes in it. So I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ almighty. So I ring, I'm under the covers, I ring to my wife. So you're not going to fucking believe what's, you know, some blokes just walk through my room and get to it. So he said, oh, don't worry, blah, blah, blah. Fucking puts the phone down, starts to nod off again. About 2 minutes later, fucking door opens. Sorry, mate, I can't hold it in any longer. Comes to my bog, fucking sits there. He's got the exchange of marks sat there, pants around his ankles. He's having a shit as far away from my head as you're sat to me now, right, without word of a fucking lie. 11. Oh, no, but you're sat there without a fucking, you know, I'm under the covers going, how the fuck have I ended up in this position? I'm sat 11 quid and I got ripped off.
And this
fucking fuming.
And this guy's having a dong.
He's there.
Sorry, mate, I can't hold it anymore.
Yeah. But, you know, the thing is, you'd have popped your head around the door and said, look, mate, I'm bursting here. Any chance you can, you know. He just walked out, dropped his bags, sat down.
Did he chat to you?
Started reading. He was trying to buy a Ford Cortina off
Ned. He was booking his next hotel room.
every time. I can't decide who had the worst room. Mine, where someone else has a shit, or his, where you have to go and use someone else's room to have a shit. I couldn't decide who'd be. I reckon his room was 9 quid.
Did you offer him a bit of aftershave after he was done?
Squirt of Links Africa.
Yeah. Some
honestly, God.
Some this is
I'm forever traumatised by Chelsea away. Every time. Every time I think of Chelsea away. Honestly, it was bad.
11 quid.
In terms of on the pitch, that 5-4 defeat, and I think it was in the League Cup, that was just a mental game, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Where our kids absolutely battled against them. That was pretty cool, wasn't it?
Yeah, they played their first
team. Because it was when Dimitail was under pressure, wasn't it? And he played his absolute first team.
We
played
won that.
Yeah. Like, they equalised when Nanny gave it away. They got a last-minute equaliser, didn't they?
In normal time.
It's always a bit moody at Chelsea as well, isn't it? Like, you park the coach, he's right outside the away entrance. Do you remember when they won the league and the police held them back in the end, and Rick said to us, like, this will go after B. Always goes a little bit, doesn't it?
I'll tell you where it was bad that night after the Champions League game, because there was fucking thousands of us.
Wasn't it? Yeah.
We had about a 10 minute walk, didn't we?
Yeah.
Round.
It is because you come out and you are straight. There's like a line of stewards and coppers that's about 20 yards long, and then you're right in the thick of it.
And the police just leave you to it as well. Like, they don't really, sort of, one stands in the middle of the coaches and they just kind of leave you to it, don't they? So
it's your stood by the coach, they're proper giving you. Yeah.
Anyway, right, quick prediction, chaps, for the game.
I think that it'll go to draw, so I think we'll get a 1-1.
2-1 to United.
3-1 United.
Very confident. 2-1 United.
Yeah, it might well be a draw, but ever the optimist, I'll go 2-1 United.
Prediction, Woody?
2-1 United.
Mike?
1-0 United.
3-1 United.
Come on, Chas, you can say something.
0-0.
0-0. Cheers. Hey, excuse me. Somebody said 0-0 the other night and got it right.
Oh, yeah, so, you did, didn't you?
Yeah. No, United will score. Both teams to score is the bet. So I'm gonna have a bet of that.
And are we?
I'm going 2-1 United as well.
We'll have a drink for Vinny in the bar before us.
Yeah, Vinny. Yeah. So I'm glad you brought Vinny up. Actually, I was gonna. Vinny, if you're listening, mate. Vinny. Funny enough, Vinny. Vinny's another one. For those of you who don't know, one of the lads off the bus. largely down to his own fault, I think it's fair to say. He's had, right, yeah, you know, when you have 13 cans in an hour at West Ham, you are putting a lot of pressure on your body. But our mate Vinny off the bus, yeah, his ticker packed up on him last week, so he's not been so well. But thankfully, he's on the mend, that's right, isn't it?
Certainly is. Yeah. He's hoping to be back for City, which will be good for his heart.
Fucking hell, yeah, great. So, yeah, anyway, hopefully he's getting better. But no, he's another one for Chelsea. Well,
yeah.
That bar where. He's a big lad, Vinny, you won't mind us saying that.
Brazilian.
Yeah, whatever it is, yeah. He fell. Well, Vinny's very protective over Ale, it's fair to say that, isn't he? And he fell top to bottom head first, carrying 6 pints. And I reckon he retained enough to be able to make 3.
We're just going to pull over at these.
So anyway, Vinny goes. I've had to just pause it while Blackie got on the mic there. He went top to bottom down the stairs carrying 6 pints, and he retained enough to make 3 full pints out of the 6 that he was carrying. I mean, it was an incredible effort, wasn't it?
It was immense. Great effort. It was like a cartoon, to be honest, but it was entertaining, and I like the lad anyway.
The funniest thing was, I can't remember who shouted it, but somebody said, has Vinny just fallen down the stairs? And someone said, either Vinny's fallen down the stairs or EastEnders has just finished.
But you remember, it was pissing down that day, so the stairs were soaked, and they're unsafe at best.
No,
and the entire monkey bus witnessed it as he bounced.
I come down just before him.
I've heard there was blocks of flats several miles away that felt tremors. Yeah. Anyway, Vinny, mate, listen, we hope you get better soon, my mate, and we'll see you on the bus soon. Lads, cheers for the chat. We'll be back for a bit more after the game. United We Stand is sponsored by BetOnBrazil.com, the new betting site for all sports punters with great odds, markets and offers. Listeners to this podcast can now get a free £10 when they deposit a tenner into that account just by using the promo code United10. Just go to BetOnBrazil.com, enter the promo code United10, and when you deposit your tenner, you get £10 free. Spot on. Right. It's full time. We're just coming out of the ground after Chelsea 4 Manchester United 0. Goals by just about everyone, really. Anyway, yeah, we've got this horrible bit of coming out of Stamford Bridge where you get a cordon of stewards and away fans and police for about 70 feet, and then you're right into the middle of everything. Anyway. Yeah, it was one of them. That, I mean, 4-0 sounds shy on paper, and let's face it, United did deserve shit from it, but it was one of them where pretty much everything Chelsea touched pretty much went in, really. So hey, Tomo.
Yes, mate.
Thoughts?
Embarrassment, to be quite honest. Mourinho too concerned with Chelsea.
Do you think?
I did, actually, yeah, because he just didn't. Anyway, Fellaini, Lewis shouldn't be on the pitch. Atkinson gave us nothing as ever, but Lewis shouldn't be on the pitch for that.
Do you not think that was just one of them days, though?
It was one of those days. Everything,
to shit, really.
Yeah, everything did go to shit. You're right. Small.
I've seen us play worse than that and win games of football.
Yeah, to be honest, play worse than that. We got a draw the other day, but do you know what? He just shows that Smalling needs Blint next to him.
Needs something completely different.
He needs crayons. He needs crayons. I think we've just been left alone here, mate.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
It was dreadful. But do you know what? It is what it is, isn't it? And all the eggs in the Europa League basket.
Done and dusted after what? About a minute and a half?
A minute, yeah. Oh, Pedro.
30 seconds, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Right, let's Blackie. Let me go and get Blackie. We go for a Blackie for a win. Rick. What's he do to change? No. Shy, wasn't it?
Just awful, mate. I don't think there's a single player who started that game that you give more than about 3 out of 10 for. They've just shit, mate.
Do you think United were bad?
Yeah, I thought we were terrible.
Yeah. Do you not think it was one of them days where everything Chelsea hit just happened to go in?
Well, I think you're bad, mate. That first goal, fucking hell. Blunt and Smalling, I mean, they've never played football before.
You
watch that back
tonight.
Well, do you know what? I don't like. Oh, actually, I don't mind even, but that's the worst game I've ever seen Daley Blunt play for United, to be fair. I thought he was all over the place. I don't think Smalling was any better. They were just miles off the pace. I mean, Pogba, forget the transfer fee. I don't care if it was 90 million or 9 million. That was an awful performance, I thought.
Another big game he's not showed up in.
Yeah, and Zlatan's the same, isn't it? You're paying the money, you're paying the wages. You've got to, sooner or later, you've got to start showing up. I mean, I just thought we were shit today.
One thing I definitely want to ask you, right, because we're coming back over the coaches. The last 10 minutes of that game, the United support was unbelievable, wasn't it? And then talk to me about what happened at full time when he walked off.
Well, I mean, before I get onto that, because I'll probably lose the plot, I've got to say, if our manager ever has to go to our home fans and tell them to start singing because we're getting outsung by a team who's 4-0 down at home, and I may as well quit, because that was just the fucking worst thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, because Conte, because United fans were absolutely...
United are singing that loud. Conte's like, felt it necessary at 4-0 up in probably his best victory he's had since his, well, definitely his best victory he's had since,
and he's having
job.
A G up there fans,
he's had to go around and start singing, hands up like that, start singing. But to me, the only worst thing than the United players turning up and putting a performance in like that is the fact that they didn't feel it necessary to come over and acknowledge the away support. There was two players who did it, Smalling and Matt.
From the halfway line now.
From the halfway line, admittedly, which isn't good. But there was only two of them who even turned to look at our end. The others, Ibrahimovic is having a fucking argument with Cahill and walking off. And the others just straight down. So of course they're disappointed. They should be disappointed, but they should be fucking embarrassed. And they should come over and acknowledge our end. Because do you know what? All right, first half wasn't a great atmosphere, but second half, considering what we'd watched, our end was decent. And they need to fucking acknowledge
that. Georgie Best song lasted about fucking 20 minutes.
And it'd fucking last long, but you know, the players have got to appreciate it, especially when you're not getting anything back from it. Do you know what I mean? They were shit today, all of them.
They
every single player
enough,
today was
they,
shit.
Really?
No, could they fall? They fought. And do you know what? Wednesday night now is a fucking massive game, isn't it?
I feel ill about that.
Yeah, but I don't know. They've got to turn up, haven't they? They've paid big money. They've got, you know, they've supposedly got big players. They've got to start showing up. Because I don't think City are a good city. You know, Chelsea, they played all right today, Chelsea, but they got mistakes in them at the back, but we didn't expose it at all, did we?
And I couldn't see any single way that United were going to score today. From forget the goal going down in a minute or two. I wasn't arsed about that. I couldn't see where the goal was coming from at any point.
And you're still bringing fucking Rojo on, aren't you? You know what I mean?
I actually thought he did all right when he came on, to be fair. Even though he's shite and he's got apparently got a really tiny knob on him.
I don't know.
Would he?
Disgrace, wasn't it? The only ones to do this club any justice today with the 2,500 in the stand. Painful. I couldn't see any way we were going to score today.
Would you as a player have come over and acknowledged that support?
Pardon?
Would you as a player
not one of them did.
Not one
of them. The only one who acknowledged it was their manager.
Well, when he G'd the Chelsea.
He tried to G there, look up at 4-0 down. Absolute. No one. Nothing today. Spineless. Have a shot on target at least. Spineless bastards today. Spineless.
It's getting good here now. We're outside the coaches,
and all you can hear is United fans again.
There's United fans everywhere.
Good.
And like Chelsea fans minutes. Coming out now.
Have a word for the podcast.
Come on, mate.
No. They're brilliant, mate.
Where were we? Did anyone earn his money today?
No, not one. I don't even think Mourinho earned his money, he got it wrong from the kickoff. That game screaming out for someone like Carrick to sit in front of the back four, take a bit of pressure off the back four. Not good enough today.
Police
really
are
not
moving
enough.
In.
Police are now. Chelsea yeah.
Red boys, Chelsea are moving Red in. Hey! Chelsea Red Boys! Chelsea Red Boys! We're just outside the coaches, it's getting incredibly untidy. I'd love to put this phone down now, to be honest with you, I really would. Yeah. We're getting caught. They're obsessed with people from the North, Chelsea, aren't they?
Yeah, I don't think they like us very much.
I reckon 80% of this crowd's called Rupert.
They've all got the scarves.
Right, I'm going to attempt to move and chat to someone else, but it ain't. It is getting a bit grim. Can't find anyone. Tomo, I've talked to you, I've spoken to you already.
It was shy, but the last 10 minutes was worth coming for. That's United.
Singing?
Yeah, it was ace. I'm 41 years old and got told off for slamming the seat too hard. I'm happy with that.
I jumped on my seat at the end and it snapped underneath me.
It was worth coming then, wasn't it?
And I fell to the floor. Looked an eye twat.
It's better than staying at home and waiting
to be helped out with it.
That's what United's about for me.
Like a proper invalid like you.
Mike, terrible that, wasn't it? From start to finish, literally. It was. Thing is,
I was surprised again how cold they were caught that. I don't think I've ever seen United concede a worse goal than that first one. And it never really got any better, but it's... I think we've just got to show patience. We've got the right manager at the right club, but with the wrong team, and he's just got to be given time.
What would have made today right then?
Straight away, better footballers like Michael Carrick and Juan Mata in the team ahead of players like Fellaini, Ibrahimovic and I thought Lingard was one of our better players. I think Fellaini and Ibrahimovic, they're playing most weeks and they're not worth the place in the team. I think we need better players in it. I think Carrick, Mata, it's a crying shame they didn't start, but like I say, we just got, it's calm heads, isn't it? It's easy to get kind of emotional and carried away.
I've seen the state of these fans here. I know, yeah. Give us grief.
Yeah, there's
we've got
someone.
A massive line of coppers in front of us now because Rupert and Tarquin from Tickwickenham are trying to give us grief.
Someone who I'm pretty sure knows the whereabouts of Maddie's just come about.
He's got a wicker picnic hamper in him. He's been to the match with wicker picnic hamper.
Have you seen, it is all Rupert upset that Cambridge have lost the boat race.
Indeed. Mike, thoughts on the game, mate?
It wasn't very good, was it? It was good to see though that our end was won. Oh Jesus.
That man. Yeah, there's a police horse on the floor.
It's good to see the horse just kick someone in the face.
To be honest, quite a lot of the horses I bet on end up that fucking way.
It was good to see that our end was louder than theirs when we were losing 4-0.
Well, when the Chelsea manager's having to turn to the support and JMO.
Exactly. That's it. That's what you were talking about before, the old circling the wagons. Like, that was United fans at the sort of belligerent best. Like, just
get to the point.
We're just, at our best, we're really, really shit like we was today.
Yeah. Which means
like
we'll
today.
Be, yeah. Like which today, means yeah. we'll be brilliant at the moment.
I didn't think
it's going to be. It's good. It's in there.
I'm going to try.
It's good to see a lot of people.
I'm going to try and capture all of this trouble live on the podcast.
It's good to see a lot of people trying to fight animals.
That's one of our bus litters. Yeah.
That's a spare seat to put our feet up on when we go back.
Yeah, and he won't be home. He'll be home midday tomorrow.
I love the Blackie mooching about you, sensing an opportunity.
Yeah.
Blackie, thoughts, mate?
He was mayonnaise.
Can I pinch one steak?
Yeah, anyway, listen. Can you not ready, steady, cook? You were fuming in the game, weren't you?
I was fuming at Smalling. I just don't think he can defend. They had 4 shots on target and they were 4-0 up, and all 4 you could attribute to our captain. He's not a leader on the pitch, but he's not a good enough footballer to play for Manchester United. And after the cup final, he should never have played again, never mind he's sending off against City. So we're carrying players like him. Pogba isn't on form. He's doing little cameos. Ibrahimovic, I'm not sure really how he's leading a line, and it means that everyone else is playing out of position. We're starting with Fellaini in a game whereby, alright, you've gone 1-0 down, it's really difficult to get back into. Change should have been made earlier,
the
maybe.
The minute we went 1 down, that meant Fellaini shouldn't have been on that pitch, really.
Yeah, he needed changing straight away because whatever had gone off there.
Semi normal one on here, yeah. Well,
support was alright after 10 minutes to go, wasn't it?
Good job we had Georgie Best, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's hung me out there as usual, but there you go, eh? But where do we go from here? I don't know. But might do us a favour, mightn't it, Steve? You know, but anyway, hold together all the way home and always remember that they'll never win 3 in a row.
Will he fuck?
We're world champions twice. And let's go home, have a drink and...
Do you know what? I'm going to sum this up. We're going to have a better journey home having been beat 4-0 and they're going to have a better night.
Oh, without a doubt, yeah. This is what following United is all about, isn't it, Steve? It's like, we've got to take... If we won 4-0, everyone's bouncing their head off. We've got to beat 4-0, everyone's bouncing their head off.
Brilliant. Doesn't change us, does it?
No. Yeah. Forever and ever, mate. That's why we have that song.
I'll see you in the midweek, yeah? I've had to get back on the coach because it was getting terribly untidy outside. I'm going to get a couple of final thoughts off a couple of lads. Thoughts on the game, buddy?
Brilliant.
Yeah, it was all right, wasn't it? All right, who else hasn't been on here?
Woody.
I've spoke to Woody for too long. Jay, thoughts on the game?
Awful, mate. Yeah. We didn't turn up whatsoever. I wouldn't have minded if we'd
get keep talking while I eat this sandwich on the stall of you.
Ibrahimovic, waste of time. You might as well sell him.
Keep going.
Chris Smalling.
I'd say come to me, but I can't fucking say anything about that, mate.
I thought it was quite enjoyable.
Ow.
Well, it's a disgrace, mate.
The crowd was good, wasn't it?
Cockney Reds did a great job today.
Anyway, cheers, Jay. Great.
It was enjoyable. There was a male stripper in the go-go.
I hope you covered that. No, but I'm over at the end.
Well, I'm going to ask for your thoughts on that because Rick kind of went a bit.
I thought it was the worst thing they did. I thought it was an absolute disgrace that not one of the players walked over to the away support at the end of that. Doesn't take much. You're talking about walking 30 yards, clap 10 times, turn around and walk off. You know, I thought it was scandalous.
I don't mind United. I don't think United were as bad as that result suggests. I don't think we were great, but I don't think we were as bad as the result suggests. I certainly don't think Chelsea were as good as that result suggests. Sometimes you have a game where everything you hit just happens to go in, like United did against Roma that year, and that was tonight for Chelsea. I tell you what though, something that James Scowcroft once said, I can't remember who asked him, it might have been Andy, if you had your time again as a player, would you do anything different? And he said, because obviously he's been going home and away with United, he said, I would go right up to the front of every single away end and I would stand there until the last person left that stadium. And that's what he said.
Yeah, I suppose it's education, isn't it? But it's not, you know, he was captain's play, Smalling. I don't, you know, it should be led by the captain, but isn't it, you know, the players should be educated by that. It's not asking much. I just thought, you know, you've got their manager with 2 minutes to go. He's having to basically bollock the whole men for being silent because the only thing you can hear is 3,000 United fans.
But we're missing a leader on that pitch.
And it's, oh, fucking hell, we are, yeah. But well, I just thought that was scandalous, that with the play. I thought it was the worst thing the players did all day,
especially
to be
because how good we were off the pitch for the last 15-20 minutes. I mean, a load of knobheads, which we got into, well, I got into an argument over with people 15 minutes ago. Dickheads leaving purely for the cameras. You know, the old, like, oh, I'm going to storm out and all that sort of thing. But the fans were great. The last 15 minutes were absolutely brilliant. It wouldn't take much to acknowledge that, would it?
No. De Gea did the same to Pedro.
Tom, what are you showing me a picture of?
I'm showing you a picture of Martial with his arms around Kante, just like I saw De Gea with his arms around Pedro. They don't care. They honestly do not care. And that's
they're
all
not angry enough, I think. No, I'd say they don't care.
Look at that. It's just they're not angry enough. They'll come in with a... it's just frustrating,
doesn't
mate.
Does it?
No, it's frustrating.
All right, OK. So, we got hammered. We're not happy. What are we going to do to sort it?
Get leather on the way home.
Well, it's not good. There's no easy solution because I don't think we've got the players.
No, I didn't mean that.
We do what we always do. Get these beers back on.
And I'll tell Kate when to pick us up.
Not remember very little of it come the morning, but yeah, just do what we always do, innit?
Chelsea have beat United 4-0. Pretty humiliating, really, but hey. I've seen United play worse. I've seen us play worse and win games of football. But we didn't deserve to win it. Chelsea definitely deserved to win it. But that's the way things pan out. United support, certainly for the last 25, 30 minutes of the game, was immense. It's a shame the players didn't seem to appreciate that and come over and show us some gratitude. And I think that seems to be what a lot of United fans post-game are more wound up about than they are the actual result. So anyway, it's our third or fourth defeat. Third defeat, fourth defeat.
Three in it. Watford City, Chelsea. Yeah, couple of draws with Stoke and Liverpool.
Mike. So we got a.
Can help we won.
Only can afford to lose one more if we're going to win the league.
I know. Yeah, that's it. 100%. Yeah.
Two words. Anyway. Four words. Title charge.
Anyway, speaking of trophies. League Cup on Wednesday night, that's got to be the one now, hasn't it?
That's all that matters now.
Get stuck in the city, beat City on Wednesday night, and that'll
change. It's a great thing of football, isn't it? Yeah, we're in on Wednesday, everything looks a bit brighter. So.
Well, I think today piles a bit more pressure on that result, but we'll see that. Anyway, listen, we'll be back on the podcast after the game with the United We Stand sellers. We've got a new fanzine out on Wednesday, so we'll be selling that and then we'll have a podcast after the game. But until then, cheers for listening.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch,
Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.